Hi, guys. Welcome to Best Friend Energy Unpacked. I'm Clea.
And I'm Joanna.
If you didn't hear our Tuesday show, go check it out. We recorded the final stop on our Summer Fun Tour right here in Nashville and played it on the podcast. It was so much fun to do a hometown show. And we got to chat with best friends and Nashville residents, Sean Johnson and Mallory Irvin. It was such a blast. And I'm glad you guys get to hear it. On Unpacked today, because our Summer Fun Tour has officially wrapped, we need to recap and share some highlights with you. So we're doing what we call 5 minutes for hugs, the summer tour edition. And of course, we'll take your DMs, but let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
All right. You guys are familiar with how we end every podcast with a segment called 5 minutes for hugs. It's just like a wrap on the conversation and where we get to just ask some random questions to find out a little bit more about someone. This time it's going to be for us.
I know. So, let's get into this. I'm pretty excited.
I am too. We're going to review and remember the last month of traveling and doing live shows because what a summer it has been. Here we go.
Okay.
All right. Favorite thing we ate.
Oh, God. All right. I have a long list.
Let's do at least top three.
Okay. I would say in Dallas, started very strong with a place called Alibaba's Mediterranean cuisine.
That was good.
Maybe it's not called Mediterranean cuisine, but that is the type of cuisine that it is. I was obsessed. I got to sample a lot of other foods because we ended up eating some of our foods from our production team that we didn't know they had ordered with us. It was delicious.
Best hummus.
Yes. And pita, warm pita. Backstage, it was fabulous. I know what you're going to say, so I'll let you say yours.
No, finish your list. Finish your culinary adventure.
Okay. I got a very good recommendation in Boston about a bagel place, and now I'm blanking on the name, but it's been there for like 100
Wasn't
years.
Wasn't it like Rosenstein or something?
Maybe Rosenthal's.
Rosenthal's maybe?
Maybe. Apologies to everyone in Boston, but look up a 100-year-old bagel place that starts with an R that's in the Boston area.
Sounds easy.
It rivals New York bagels. That's how good it was.
Wow.
I would also like to say I went to a fabulous candy nut place in Boston also. So I have a lot of fond food memories in Boston. And I'd like to finish in Chicago where we had delicious, what was it called? What was the chop place called? Chop House?
Oh, Chicago Chop House.
Yes. So delicious. I mean, that was like fine dining. So that was a little bit different, but also fabulous.
Okay. Mine is simple.
I know
what it is.
I do.
I had the best lobster roll of my life in Boston while we were there at Select Oyster Company. It was unbelievable. Like nothing else is even a close second. So I only have one vote.
Oh,
it's okay, for my
you're
lobster
brief.
Roll.
Look at you and your brevity.
I know. Look at that. All right. A city we might want to move to and why?
Oh, this is done. It's actually like we already have basic paperwork in hand. Mm-hmm. Boston. Yes. I think Boston is for us. It's for our sunset years, maybe sooner. It's fabulous. I already litigated it to Jeremy and to you, Clea, as to why this is exactly the right thing for us to move to at some point. It's close enough to New York, but not New York. I'm not cut out for living in New York ever. We also have a lot of wonderful beach, like...
jaunts?
Yes. Like just a hop, skip, and barely a boat ride.
Yeah. A lot of coastal towns.
Yes, I'm here for it. And we have big city life in Boston. Also, it's not a long flight from Nashville to Boston. It's just great. It checks every box. And obviously, your favorite lobster roll. And I was winning in the bagel department.
And your candy store.
And my candy store. And I have family there. I just feel very, very passionately about this.
Okay. All right. Is there any like runner-up or are we just like full?
No, no runner-up for me. Also, to be fair, we went to Phoenix with like record heats at 115 this summer. Houston and Dallas were not so innocent either with the heat indexes. So I will say no.
Okay. All right. Good to know. All right. Most memorable person we met or funny encounter we had on the road?
Ooh. Well, I would say this. I would say the most memorable stop we had was Buc-ee's.
Ah, okay. Buc-ee's was good on our road trip from Dallas to Houston.
That's right. It was a very memorable stop.
Okay. I think the most memorable person, we've had a few on the tour stop. One that sticks out to me is a man who printed out photocopied printouts of his projects that he's done in the house. He wanted us to see before and afters, inside cabinets. I mean, it was stapled.
Like, no, it was color copied from Kinko's, not even like a home printer, I don't think.
No, it was like a whole presentation. And he was so, so, so proud of his work, which he should be. It was really good. And when it was time to take photos, he asked his wife to get out of the picture. And he wanted a solo. So, and then in the audience Q&A, he raised his hand
and
said, why aren't there more men?
That's
and
right.
I was like, it's all you, sir.
Yeah,
it's
you tell you. Us whether or not more men.
Yeah, it's
you,
all you.
You tell us.
Okay, this one is serious.
Yeah.
Airport we never want to go back to after this, and why?
Whew. Okay, again, a lot of contenders here, but one that really takes the cake, and I would say that is Chicago O'Hare.
We spent 6 hours there for a delayed flight that finally got canceled, and this terminal was so packed. There was no place to sit. There was no place to eat. There was barely anywhere to stand.
Yeah.
People were sleeping on the ground because all their flights were also canceled or delayed. It was horrific.
It was really something.
And not good restaurant options.
And it's not close to Chicago proper. And the traffic is so bad in Chicago.
It took an hour and a half.
It did both ways in the same day, which was a fun little adventure.
That was a fun activity because we got stuck in Chicago and then had to go back to O'Hare the next day. Slightly better experience. That terminal was nicer, but wow.
And places to sit. It wasn't even about being nice. There was just nowhere to sit or stand.
Well, I include that as like, there was like a restaurant, you know, like there was like I at United the other day, which was actually delicious. I had a great Chicago dog, which was very good. Again, my lobster roll was so supreme that I'm like not even comparing it. The Chicago dog, I had two Chicago dogs in Chicago and they were both very good, but there wasn't even a place. I had to stand to eat it.
Right. Right.
It was wild. Anyway, that's what I have to say about O'Hare. Okay. Something you learned you love about live performances.
Oh, what a good question. I honestly, what it is for me, it's the audience Q&A. I love hearing what people want to know more about. It's so fascinating to me. We just don't know what's coming. Is it an organizing question? Is it about our friendship? Is it about like a lifestyle thing? Is it about our family? Is it about trying to run a business? I am always fascinated where people's brains go.
I love the grab bag. Like it's just good old fun to like hear totally random questions, like ask us anything.
Yeah. It's so fun and so interesting for me to think about like what other people are interested in.
One thing that I had a lot of fun with that I haven't experienced really since our first book tour in 2019 was how many kids came.
Oh, that's so true. What a good
answer. I loved that. Like seeing all these kids, they were so excited. Some of them got tickets for their birthdays.
I mean,
it was just so really, cute. Really fun.
So sweet.
That it was definitely a highlight for performances for us. Okay, we're going to take a very quick break and we'll be back with some DMs. Speaking about audience Q&A, we'll be back with some DMs. Take your questions.
You may have heard of the podcast Juicy Scoop. Wondered what it is? Why aren't you listening? Well, I'm its host, created it, been doing it for 7 years. I'm Heather McDonald of Juicy Scoop with Heather McDonald. Now, I could tell you why you should be listening to my show, but my listeners wanted to write the ad for me, and here are some of the things they said. Not your regular Juicy podcast. Catch up on all the juicy topics from Hollywood and pop culture to true crime and beyond. Heather McDonald's Juicy Scoop always has great guests, great laughs, and great gossip. It's a comedian's take on the hottest headlines. Juicy Scoop is the pop culture news you want to hear. No BS, no filter, no filler. Raw, real, and in the moment. Throw in the hilarity of amazing comedians that you'll instantly be obsessed with, a juicy crime story, and a dash of normal life in LA moments, and you've got yourself an amazing week of Juicy Scoop. Two episodes every week, every Tuesday and Thursday. It will never let you down.
Okay, we're back. All right, first DM is from Marissa. Ooh, what is your favorite TV show as of right now? What are you going to say, Joanna? What blast from the past are we going to get? Designing Women?
Golden Girls?
Yeah, Frasier? What is it?
Yeah. I have not watched a new show in a while. So I'm opting out of this specific DM. I will hand you the floor.
It's been a while. My favorite TV show as of now, I'm not saying this is my favorite, but this is just like stream of consciousness. I just finished last night the final season of Ted Lasso. I'd been like kind of holding out because I knew it was going to kind of break my heart that it was over. It did a proper job of breaking my heart. But I do think it wrapped in a really good way. Like it tied up a lot of loose ends. So it was a satisfying
finale. So I'll be satisfied when I do watch it.
Yes. But it's like, it's a roller coaster of a season, I gotta say.
I don't know. You know, I needed Ted Lasso the first season where it's not a roller coaster.
It's a little bit of a roller coaster in this one. Like every episode, it's not a roller coaster in a bad way. It's just like every episode feels like you don't know what you're going to get. Like, is it going to be like
it's a grab bag?
It's a bit of a grab bag. Is it going to be like a story about relationships and friendships, or is it going to be like they need to win a soccer game? You know, like it's like there are two different kinds. Like the episodes are definitely, they swing.
No, I'm not here for that. That I like a grab bag for our DMs, not for a TV show. I want consistency.
Okay. I also, this isn't like that recent, but the final season of Succession, there were a lot of final seasons, I guess, this year for me. I don't know. I guess I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
No, trying to get me to watch Only Murders in the Building.
I know, but that doesn't come back until August 8th.
Oh, I see. Okay. So you're just trying to get me so I'm aware.
Caught up.
Oh,
yes. Well, not caught up to start.
Got it.
I believe is what I'm trying to get.
I think I will get there. I really do.
All right. Next question. Hi, Clea and Joanna. My name is Sarah, and I'm a mom of 3 kiddos aged 7, 4, and 15 months. Wow, that's a lot, Sarah.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you had any advice on how to organize a closet that is shared between 2 kids that's easy for kids to maintain. Okay, so let's whittle this down.
Yeah.
Here we go. I mean, it's a very common question. Think about how anyone shares a closet. You know, I share a closet, unfortunately, with my husband.
Same.
And yes, you know, it really takes designated areas.
Zones.
Yes.
Is what we're looking for.
You really need to designate your, you know, sectioned off space that you can't encroach on. So even when I am feeling like I might need to hang something in John's section of the closet because I'm getting tight, I absolutely can't. It's just a rule. It's as though tape is down the closet and I need to respect his side and I need to also have respect for my side and not overstuff it.
That's exactly right. In dividing drawers by person. And if you need a little extra space and your drawer is a lot for it, I would have an over the door like storage unit too. Cause that, especially with kids, it gives you more accessible space closer to the ground, which I always appreciate, of course.
And, you know, the layout of the closet is really going to determine the actual systems, but really try and use all the vertical space possible. And, you know, to keep it simple for the kids, try and do, you know, if it's summertime, keep their winter items all the way at the top of the closet or in a floor bin if you don't have upper shelving. Same thing if it's winter, keep the summer items up, you know, have them have access to all the things they actually are using in that particular time of year so that they don't have to kind of get cluttered up with the things that aren't actually in use.
And look for taking advantage of floor space and wall space too. Again, it's hard to give you exact advice without seeing the closet configuration, but just make sure you're utilizing the floor space and wall space.
And if you have things on shelves, try and use baskets. That helps really keep things neat and organized. It's kind of like a makeshift drawer, keeps things from piling up and falling on top of themselves. Again, you know, your dimensions and your layout is really going to be what determines, you know, what you do. But it should, once you put in the right systems, it should be pretty easy to maintain. It should just be plug and play. Fold the items that need to go back in drawers or baskets, hang the items that need to go back on rods, figure out a system for shoes, whether it's shoe boxes and over the door hanger or just lined up on the floor. And, you know, it should be good to go. Okay, let's take one more DM from Kimmy. Joanna, aren't you a Leo? Don't you have a birthday coming up? Any plans?
Okay, let's break this into parts. I am a Leo. I do have a birthday coming up. I'm going to be the ripe age of 44.
Which is such a dumb age. Like, it's you lose on all fronts.
It's not. It's actually not dumb because I don't need to, like, cuddle next to 45 any closer right now.
Oh, okay. But I like at least, like, zeros and fives. I feel like those are celebratory years.
Yeah. I know. Well, I don't have any plans. I don't know. Have you made any plans for us?
Yes, oh, of course.
You have, obviously.
Yeah, it's going to be a surprise.
Yeah, it's a surprise. Also, my husband might have a surprise plan, too, because I haven't heard a word from him.
Yeah, Jeremy and I are going to surprise you.
Yeah, okay.
And we will keep you updated.
Got it.
We'll let you know what we're going to do. Well,
thank you, Kimmy, for asking so that I might have a plan this year for my 44th birthday.
I think that, rightly so, it just ended up being August a second ago. We did. I wasn't prepared for the month change.
Yeah, I know. I'm not really either. It's okay. It's also okay if we just don't just call it this year.
No, we're not going to call it. We're going to do something that we've already planned.
Oh, and right. It's already planned. Right.
And we just we need to talk. That's okay. All. Okay. And we will figure it out. I mean, it's figured. We will let you know what it is.
Right, right, right. You just need to go and text Jeremy right now.
Yeah, yeah. Right now. We actually have to end this podcast, so I guess I have a call to make. Okay, that is it for this episode. We'll have a brand new show of Best Friend Energy next Tuesday. Of course, we always want to hear from you. So DM us at Best Friend Energy on Instagram or TikTok, or you can visit bestfriendenergypod.com. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Being a mother has its challenges. You have to constantly grow and adapt as your baby does. And while our kids aren't diaper age anymore, we remember a few tricky years with diaper obstacles like blowouts.
Oh, yes, I remember. Not to mention getting diapers on active babies. And you and I both know once your baby starts moving, the adventure really begins.
That's why you need Pampers Cruisers 360. A lot of people think Pampers Cruisers 360 are just for potty training, but from my experience, it's actually the best diaper to use as soon as your baby's on the go.
It doesn't have ordinary diaper tabs. Instead, it has a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband, which is a great hack to keep your baby from taking their diaper off, which, if you've ever experienced, can lead to chaos. And as you know from the home edit days, if we care about anything, it's organizing messes and controlling the chaos.
And it really stretches with your baby for a comfortable fit so your baby can move freely.
It also makes it so easy to change a wiggly baby who's on the move.
Pampers Cruisers 360 with the new blowout barrier are available in sizes 3 to 7 and come in adorable new prints.
The best part is that they are hypoallergenic and free of elemental, chlorine, bleaching, parabens, and latex.
As mothers, we know how important it is to count on a great diaper. So for trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash.
Redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards. Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Redeem Pampers cash, no cash value.